नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कांटो चैप्टर 20, चैप्टर एंटाइटल द स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, टेक्स्ट 38। एतावान् लोकविन्यासः मान लक्षण संस्थाभिर् विचिन्तितः कविभिः स तु पञ्चाशतकोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभाग अयम् लोकालोकाचलः। सो हियर इज इन प्रोज फॉर्म बट वी ट्राई टू चैंट इन ए एतावाल्लोक विन्यास मनलक्षण संस्थाभिर्विचिन्तितः कविभिस्तुः पञ्चाशतकोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभागयं लोकालोकचलः। एतावाल्लोक विन्यास मनलक्षण संस्थाभिर्विचिन्तितः कविभिः सतुः पञ्चाशतकोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभागोऽयं लोकालोकचलः। एतावाल्लोकविन्यास मनोलक्षणः संस्थाभिर्विचिन्तितः कविभिः स तु पञ्चाशतकोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीयभागोऽयं लोकालोकचलः। प्लीज रिपीट। पञ्चाशतकोटिगणितस्य भूगोलस्य Mothers, what meaning? Etavan, this much. Loka vinyasa, the placing of the different planets. Mana, with measurements. Lakshana, symptoms. Samsthavi, as well as with their different situations. Vichintitaha, established by scientific calculations. Kavibhi, by learning scholars. Saha, that. Tu, but. Panchasata koti, 50 crore jojans. Ganitasya, which is measured at. Bhugalasya, of the planetary systems known as Bhugoloka. Turiya Bhaga, 1/4. Ayam, this. Loka Loka Chala, the mountain known as Lokaloka. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Avay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions, and propensities to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular symptoms, measurements, and locations. With great deliberation, they have established the truth that the distance between Sumeru and the mountain known as Lokaloka is 1/4 of the diameter of the universe, or in other words, 125 lakh jojanas, that is 1 billion miles. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur had given accurate astronomical information about the location of Lokaloka mountain. The movement of the sun globe and the distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe. How are the technical terms used in the astronomical calculations given by the Jyotirveda are difficult to translate in English. Therefore, to satisfy the reader, we may include the exact Sanskrit statement given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, which records exact calculations regarding universal affairs. Then Prabhupada gave about 20 lines Sanskrit commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur without translation. So, Svatu Loka Lakastu Bhu Lokasya Bhu Sambandhandha Golakasya Artha Suryasya Eva Bhuva Api Anda Golakaro Madhya Madhya Vatitvat Khao Golokam Eva Bhuvalam Api Panchasata Kvati. Like this, it's continuing with 20 lines. Because there is no translation, so no use. We cannot understand the Sanskrit. Okay. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upahataramayam Dadati Sopadantikam. Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnambhamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Sa Abadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitansya Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauradise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesah Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Etava Lokah Vinyasa Mana Lakshanah Samsthabhir Vichintitah Kavi Bhishatuh Pancha satah koti ganitasya bhugalasya turiyo bhago yam loka loka chalah. Learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions and propensities to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular symptoms, measurements and locations. With great deliberation, they have established the truth that the distance between Sumeru and the mountain known as Lokaloka is 1/4 of the diameter of the universe. Or in other words, 125 lakh yojanas, that is 1 billion miles. So, this conversation is going between Maharaj Parikshit and Sukhdev Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit was cursed by Takshaka that he is going to die within 7 days. And now he has had already 4th canto out of 10 canto of Bhagavatam. he heard whole 10 kind of Bhagavatam within 7 days. So he has already heard about four canto and fifth canto about half. That means how many days he already heard Bhagavatam. Sisi Gaurnita Kijan, Krishna Balaram, Jayakadhasan, Sundar. That means out of seven days, 3 days at least have passed away. So how many days left? 4 days. Before 4 days, you have already noticed that you are going to die after 4 days, this end of fourth day, you are going to die. So what you will do? You will discuss this, how this universe is created and how this structure of the universe, all these things. What you will do generally? If you get the sure notice that you are going to die after four days, you have to leave this body. Then what you have to do? We'll call devotees and do what? Sankirtan. Surrounded the devotee, he is going to sleep anywhere in the middle, and you have to do Sankirtan. Chant and glorify the Lord, or put his pictures like this. Become very serious. But what is doing? Parikshit Maharaj is going to die after 4 days, but he is hearing about the structure of the universe, how this creation is. Why it is like this? Because living entities, unless understood how minute is, position, because pride is always within our heart. We think we are so great. Everyone wants things to show that how great I am. So unless one become very humble, then he cannot do he cannot perfectly remember Krishna. One time one temple commander was there in Juhu temple, Iskan Juhu, and he was temple commander. So he was thinking, I am temple commander. So when the newcomers come, he was in charge of temple commander and also keeping the new bhaktas, and he can kick out also someone he wants to kick out from temple. So he was thinking, I am big person, he has a temple commander office, I'm sitting. Then when the new bhaktas come to him, he told new bhakta, every day you must come and pay me obeisances. So they pay obeisances. Then he one time he was giving lecture to new bhaktas, he told me, do you know, I am temple commander. If I want, I can kick you out within 1 minute from here. Like, he was very proud. So gradually this message come to Nipa Prabhupada. This temple commander is studying like this through new bhaktas, and he is. The new bhaktas are always folding hand and just paying him obeisances because they're thinking this person can kick us out. So one time Prabhupada called him to his room and told, there is Krishna created this entire spiritual world and material world, and out of his whole creation, Krishna told, Aham sarvasya prabhava matha sarvam pravartate, everything emanates from me. I am the cause of all causes, sarva karana karanam. In Bhagavatam also, in Chatushloki, first verse, Krishna told, Aham evasya vagre nanyat yat sat asat param paschataham yetatascha yovasishata. So was me. When there was nothing, I was there. And the end of all annihilation, also I remain there. So Prabhupada told, actually, whole creation of Krishna, 3/4 is spiritual world. 3/4 is spiritual world. Just like in this earth planet, we think everywhere is land, but everywhere not land. Some children that those are reading in, they are studying in Gurukul, they do not have experience about what is ocean. They may not have seen ocean. Because they think everywhere is what? Land. Land is everywhere. Maybe somewhere some water, some lakes or some rivers, but land is everywhere. But after studying in school and college, we can know that 3/4 of this earth planet is what? ocean, salty ocean, salty water. Only 1/4 is land. And we are thinking land is everywhere. Prabhupada told the 3/4 is spiritual world and 1/4 is this material world. And in this material world there are innumerable planets. There are many universes. There are many Brahmas, many Rudras. Brahma has his experience in Dwarka, where Krishna wanted, the Brahma also thinking sometimes, I am Brahma, forehead, I am Brahma. I know all knowledge, Ruksha, Matha, Jadru, Atharva. So Krishna, to smash his pride, he one time called to Brahma to Dwarka. And when Brahma come to Dwarka, then Krishna also told to the gatekeeper, asking who is Brahma. He has also had a voice, Brahma, why he is asking? I am Brahma. Krishna called him and you know all stories how in Krishna book it is explained. Brahma saw so many other Brahmas having 10 heads, having 100 heads, having 1,000 heads. So many universes and so many Brahmas are there. Prabhupada told this temple, he told there are so many universes and so many Brahmandas, then this one universe, there is Earth planet. This is the smallest of all other planets. There are 3 lokas, Bhur, Bhuva, Soha. And Earth is very small. And in this Earth planet, there are 7 continents. And one of continent is Asia. And in Asia, there are so many countries. There is one, Russia is bigger than, one country is half in Europe and half in Asia. And India is one country out of this Asia continent. And in India there is so many states. And there is one state is Maharashtra. In Maharashtra there are so many cities. And one city is Bombay. And in Bombay there are so many temples. And one of such temples is Radha Rasbihari temple. And in that temple there is management system, there is GBC, there is and there is temple president and temple vice president, managers, and there is one commander also to look after the cleaning of the temples. And he is thinking, I am all in all. So the temple commander is just sitting there, putting down his mind. Because it's natural, we become proud. So unless we understand how great Krishna, you see, if you see this whole creation, there must be some creator. Scientists may be thinking, oh, no, there is a Big Bang theory, everything just manifested automatically. There is Big Bang, and everything just manifested everywhere. The stars, planets, dust. But even the intelligent, some scientists, those are intelligent, they explain that it's not possible without a creator. There is one such scientist was Sir Isaac Newton. He has explained his theory of gravitation theory. So to explain this theory, he made a nice diagram. And when other scientists came, they told, what is this? This is diagram. Oh, very nice. Who made this diagram? The Newton, who teach them that they are atheists, told, actually this is manifested itself, automatically manifested. This diagram. They told, no. Other scientists told, no. It must be, this diagram is, you made this diagram. Then Newton told, if a small diagram cannot manifest itself, then how you are thinking that the entire universe is manifested, automatically just manifested. There is creation, then that there must be a creator, someone created everything. So that's why it is very difficult. This is a difficult part of Srimad Bhagavatam to understand this creation. There are 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atha swarga visargascha posana sthanam utaya mananta raisanu katha nirodho mukti asraya. So this is creation. First 2 topics is swarga visarga. Swarga means the creation that is made by the Lord, this Vishnu himself. Or Sri Krishna himself. Directly created by Krishna. From Krishna, Balarama appeared and all the then from Mahavati spiritual world created and all these things. There are some creations up to Mahavishnu, Karandaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu, Kheradaka Sai Vishnu. So this is direct creation from Krishna, but when from the navel of Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu Brahma emanates from a lotus, then Brahma created, he started also, he made creation. So many Brahmas, but at least every universe has one Brahma. There is so many Karanadaka Sai, so many Garbhadaka Sai Vishnus and Kheradaka Sai Vishnus. But there is one Karanadaka Sai Vishnu, he is known as Mahavishnu. And from his, when he was just annihilated, so many universes coming out from his pores, everywhere. The Karanadaka was just floating like footballs. Just like, you can, how it is possible? It expands gradually, just like one banyan seed. How big? Banyan tree is so high, huge tree, but seed of banyan tree is very small. But from that small seed, such a huge tree manifested. Only the devotees could understand these things. A materialist person, atheist, they cannot understand how it is manifested. So there are so many universes, and then Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu just, Karanadaka Sai Vishnu expands himself as Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu, and he entered every universe. And from Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu's navel, there is Brahma. And in every universe, there is many Garbhadaka Sai Vishnus and Brahmas. According to their size and their need, the Brahmas in some universe have 4 heads, somewhere 10 heads, somewhere 100 heads, 1,000 heads. So this universe is very small. And so our creator Brahma is 4 head. And this description is given, that is the secondary creation, that is Visarga. The creation made by Brahma. So this is, we are reading the structure of universe. Who made this structure? Though Krishna is cause of all causes, but practically it is made by Brahma. So where did Brahma get intelligence? How he become intelligent, such intelligent person and such yoga shakti to create everything? Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, sarvasya chaham kriti sannivishta mataha smatir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvai aham avyavedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. So actually Krishna is giving intelligence to everyone. He also gave knowledge. Tena Brahma Buddha Adhikavaya. See, the first living entity Brahma, so he got the knowledge from Krishna. Krishna gave all knowledge within his, with the heart of Brahma. And he empowered Brahma to create everything. To do it in detail creation. So in this way, when you read this creation, how this creation is, then you think, how minute I am. I am a living entity. How minute. Then you become very humble. Otherwise it is not possible to become humble. We think, oh, we are very big. Unless we read all these things very detailed, it is not possible to do pure devotional, to perform pure devotional service. That is asana, that is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. From the beginning we have to go step by step. Otherwise it is very difficult. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Siddhanta valiya mane nakara alas iha haite krishne hai sudhruda vishwas. In order to have firm or determined in the lotus feet, firm determination at the lotus feet of Krishna to perform pure devotional service to Krishna, you must know all these siddhantas of Bhagavatam. How everything created, how who is creator. You have to know all these things. Otherwise, your mind cannot be fixed. Lotus feet of Krishna. So you don't become lazy. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling me, don't become lazy when you get this fifth canto or other things that is description about universe. Don't become lazy. Try to understand them and scrutinize in very detail. Otherwise, you cannot fix your mind. Lotus feet of Krishna. A devotee means pure devotee means he knows everything. A devotee is not fool. He not just like Sahaji has just chant and dance, but he did not know any Shastra. No. Uttama Vaishnava means he knows all Shastra. Sarva Shastra, Sunipun, Drodhanishtha Jar, Uttama Adhikari Sai, Taraya Sansa. Who is Uttama Vaishnava? Sarva Shastra, Sunipun. He knows in detail, all scrutinizingly, everything about Shastra. Sarva Shastra, Sunipun. Drodhanishtha Jar, he is firm faith. In Krishna Bhakti, in lotus feet of Krishna. One can have firm faith when he knows Shastra in detail. Drodhanishtha Jar, Uttama Adhikari Sai, he is Uttama Vaishnava. Taraya Sansar. Then if such one Uttama Vaishnava like Srila Prabhupada, he can deliver entire work. That's why you have to know Shastra. You told, okay, then what is happened about Gaur Krishna Das Bhavaji Maharaj? He was just like, what? He did not know how to sign also. He did not read Shastra so detail. You think like this, but he knows everything. How he knows? Because he is pure devotee. Krishna told, Tesam evam kampartham aham ajnanajantama nasayami atmabhavastha jnanadipena bhasuta. His divine grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, he was a great scholar, he was a very renowned scholar all over India. And but sometimes he has some question, he used to go to his Guru Maharaj, Gaur Krishna Das Bhavaji Maharaj. Then he asked so difficult questions, but he was astonished how when Gaur Krishna Das Bhavaji Maharaj gave answer, he quotes so many examples from Vedas, from Upanishads, from Puranas, he chants so many Sanskrit verses. How is this coming? Who is giving this? Mata smutir jnanam apohanam. Who is giving? Krishna. Krishna is sitting with him. Vedaisya sarvai rahama vipati. He knows everything. So, that's why Prabhupada wrote in this purport in the beginning that who is that, how, what is secret to understand this creation, the structure of universe. That learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions, propensity to cheat, that means the conditioned soul cannot understand all these things. In order to perfectly understand Bhagavatam, you have to become a liberated, so at least come to the liberated platform. Then you can gradually, everything will be understood by you. That is because you get all knowledge from Krishna. Unless you get knowledge from Krishna, you cannot understand it. Our knowledge is very limited. So therefore, depends on the condition soul. What is? To get illusion, commit mistake, cheating propensity, and imperfect senses. So as long as we are subject to these four defects, then how can we understand anything imperfectly? So that's why we must observe ourselves very carefully and to make ourselves free from this defects. These four defects. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the beginning, Prabhupada wrote in introduction to Chaitanya Charitamrita that as long as a living entity has these four defects of a conditioned soul, he should not write anything about spiritual topics. He should not give any commentary on some spiritual. He should not translate or give commentary on Bhagavad Gita, on Bhagavatam, and other spiritual topics. Because why? If he writes something, then he is subject to these mistakes. For defects of the conditioned soul, then he, whatever he writes, there is some mistake. Commit mistake. Is one of the. That's why the scientists are which category? The conditioned soul or? They're all conditioned souls. So whatever their theory they just explain, then is subject to these four defects. They definitely make some comment, some mistake. And Darwin theory, he has made this theory. Now some other scientists came, they reject this theory. They told, no, this is not true. Before, so many years, even the school, college, students are reading Darwin theory. How this evolution comes out from amoeba, then it's come to reptiles and birds and then animals, then how from monkey, from how human beings come. But now it is other scientists, they prove that this is bogus, this theory is not correct. So anything that is described by the conditioned soul, you know, they are subject to mistakes. It's not perfect. That's why Prabhupada is writing in the beginning of his purport, the learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions, and propensity to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular symptoms, measurements, and locations. Who is describing this? Who is that liberated soul? Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami is describing these things. So Sukhdev Goswami is a liberated soul. And when he is not also just speculating, he heard this in parampara. He heard this knowledge from Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva heard it from Narada. Narada heard it from Brahma. Brahma finally. Brahma got this knowledge from Supreme Personality of Godhead. So any knowledge coming in parampara, when we reading this part, we can speak, so if we repeat this, whatever we read from the Prabhupada's Bhaktivedanta purport, then it will be perfect. If you will speculate something in using our own intelligence, they are subject to some mistake. That is why as it is. You have to accept the acharyas as it is. Don't speculate, don't add anything. Prabhupada always give told like this. Don't add anything. Don't subtract, no need to add and subtract. What Prabhupada gave, just follow it as it is. Because Prabhupada is liberated, so there is no question of making any mistake. But when we did something, it was a mistake. We speak something, comment something, then they are subject to mistake. That's why you have to accept it as it is. So, because time is short. So this chapter is describing the structure of universe. As in previous chapters, there was this description of Jambudvipa. And then the another island is described in this beginning of this chapter, the island of Plakshadvipa, that is twice broader than Jambudvipa, surrounded by salt water. This island is surrounded by, but it's called, why it is called island? Because island is always surrounded by water. In between there is some land, but it is surrounded by water, some liquid substances, then it's called island. So there is Plakshadvipa, that's twice broader than Jambudvipa, surrounded by salt water. Salt water. Then there is Salmalidvipa, surrounded by ocean of liquid. This is twice broader than Plakshadvipa. Then Kusadvipa, that is surrounded by clarified butter. This dipa is twice broader than the previous dipa, Salmalidvipa. Then Kaunchadvipa, that is surrounded by ocean of milk, and ocean of milk, and this dipa is also broader, or is bigger than, twice than the previous dipa, previous island, Kusadvipa. Then fifth was Sakadvipa, that is ocean of Yagut, surrounded by ocean of Yagut. And this is also twice broader than the previous island, that is Kaunchadvipa. And then Pushkaradvipa, the ocean of clear water, is surrounded by ocean of clear water. This is also twice broader than the previous dipa, Sakadvipa. And then beyond this Pushkaradvipa, there is two more islands. These two islands, beyond the Pushkar, there are two islands. One island is with sunshine, and other island is without sunshine. And in between these two islands, there is a huge mountain. And this mountain is known as Loka Mountain. Loka means Aloka, Aloka and Aloka and Aloka, just like A means negative sense. So there is one planet having no light. this, and another is Aloka, having sunshine. Because this mountain is so high, standing in between these two islands. It is so high, it is even higher than Dhruvaloka. The previous Parpatropa Loka, this is higher than Dhruvaloka. So it's blocking the whole sunrise, because sunshine cannot cross this mountain. It's so high. As a Sumeru mountain, in top of Sumeru mountain, who is kingdom in top of Sumeru mountain? You heard about Sumeru mountain before? It's the backbone of the universe. So, Sumeru mountain, who is it in top of the Sumeru mountain? Actually, it must be one big dry ground. Then you can see and at least have some idea. Sumeru mountain, top of Sumeru mountain is Brahmaloka. Brahma is sitting. Top of Sumeru mountain. That is Brahmaloka. And surrounding Brahmaloka, there is principal demigods loka. There is seven principal demigods are surrounding. But Lokaloka mountain is even higher than Sumeru mountain. It is higher than Dhruvaloka. And in top of Lokaloka mountain, you will read in forthcoming verses that Lord Narayana is residing. In top of Lokaloka mountain, Lord Narayana is residing. His expansion of Lord Krishna. He is residing there. In this way, this whole description, maybe scientists think, oh, this is just some, who sees this ocean of milk, ocean of liquor, ocean of that, we have just seen the salt ocean. The salt ocean is surrounding this planet, our planet. But whether these people, they believe or not, they are like Prabhupada, or they are just like Mr. Frog. Prabhupada told the scientists are just like Mr. Frog, residing in a small well and thinking that nothing is bigger than this well. Frog was thinking, I am the biggest in my size. When this child frog come and saw the after seeing the elephant, they say his mother, there is very big elephant. Because this frog was so much pride within. So he told, no one can be bigger than me. Just you are trying to expand herself. And finally, burst. Similarly, the scientists lie. They did not see anything, then they cannot believe this description given in Srimad Bhagavatam by the liberated souls. This is not description by the conditioned souls. Srimad Bhagavatam is the description of liberated souls like Sukadeva Goswami. So we have to believe this. The whole spiritual science is coming in descending process. There are two types of logic. Deductive logic and inductive logic. Deductive logic is you have to first consider one statement, then you follow it. Men are mortal. Because it is mentioned in Gita and Bhagavatam, all men are mortal. Then you have to follow it. But what is inductive process? No. We cannot accept this conclusion. We have to verify. So how many you can verify your whole world? There is a crores of people and so many living entities. You have to go and search one by one. Your lifetime victims. So in this way, Vedic statement is perfect because it is given by people having no defect. The four defects of a conditioned soul. They are liberated souls. That's why Vedic statements are known as Sabda Brahma. The three pramanas, this Sabda Pramana, Anumana Pramana, and Pratyaksha Pramana. Prabhupada wrote in introduction to Isopanishad. So, Sabda Pramana means this Vedic knowledge, this Bhagavatam and all this Vedic knowledge. Whatever he has given this proof here, you have to believe it. Just like you have to believe men are mortal, or this cow dung is pure. It is told in Veda, Kosal is pure. You have to believe it. Ganga water is pure. Water of Ganges is pure. You have to believe it. Because it is given in Vedic, in Veda, in Shastras. Then you have to examine, then you can understand. Now scientists are thinking, they are examining how this cow dung is pure. Now we understand how cow dung is pure. There's so many good qualities in cow dung. It is antiseptic and so many things. How Ganga water is pure? pure Ganga water, you put any insect or any sorry, germs, diarrhea germs or any disease germ, just put there. Immediately die, cannot survive in Ganga water. So that's why there is a reason why these things are told in Vedas and Puranas, Shastras and pure. So that is Vedic knowledge, Sabda Pramana. You have to accept without any argument and logic. Just accept as it is. That is perfect. So that's why this Bhagavatam is called Amala Pramana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. And so that's why we have to believe these statements, whatever described in Bhagavatam. Read it very attentively and believe this. If you are sincere, then Krishna will help, then you will understand everything. Without help of Krishna or his pure representative, pure devotee, it is not possible to understand anything. We may be very great scholar, but if Krishna did not want, you cannot read and again you cannot understand anything. But Krishna favors someone, then he gives all knowledge from within. You understand everything. Matasmatir jnanam apahamucha. So that's why Prabhupada just purported mentioned that this knowledge is given by the perfect liberated souls. They're free from four defects of a conditioned soul. That's why we have to accept this description as it is. So time is over. So any question or comment? Hare Krishna. Yes. You're taking mic, you're not clear. Everyone has to listen here. Talk. Hare Krishna. I told you have to take help from liberated soul. It will accept the purport of Srila Prabhupada, who is a liberated soul, who is given the Bhaktivedanta purport. You accept it as it is and sincerely, then you can also understand. Any other question? Don't speculate anything. Just accept it as it is. Any other question? Comment? Okay. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.